With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. Your chance to win a gift card from Master Z's. All you have to do is tweet at us your throwback artist you want to hear next Thursday with the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our nominations, Janet Jackson, Boyz II Men, Justin Timberlake, and The Police. You do not have to vote for any of those. If you don't want to, you can vote for whoever you would like. 20 years or older, disbanded or dead, those are the rules in order to qualify to be considered a throwback artist on the Wendy's Big Show. So, from time to time on this very show, things will pop into one of our brains while we're not at the radio station. Then, one of us in the show meeting before the show will tell the others what popped into our brain. The others will laugh and go, "Really?" And the other will say, "Yes." And then that is a show topic that we do.
Okay, so what did you or Gary say?
Gary has had something pop into his brain that I think is a very, very intriguing question.
It's a dark place now.
Very, I know. There's a lot of light at the end of this one, though. A very, very intriguing question. The question is this. You can tweet us. You can call us.
Brace yourself, America.
Can Giannis be in the class of Michael Jordan and LeBron James when all is said and done? 414.
Got you, Roy.
799-1250.
Got you, Roy Lee.
414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057fmthefan.com. We had been talking about doing a topic of, you know, Giannis expectations. Are they out of whack? Blah, 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 blah. And that had been on the docket for the last 2 days, and we just never got to it. So instead of doing that, Gary came up with this new topic.
Well, it wasn't instead. I was watching him last night, as just like all you other people were watching him, and it popped into my head as I was watching him. I mean, he was just. And then I heard Jay Billis this morning.
You got to see it.
Jay Billis, it was his first time ever seeing Giannis live.
Right, because he's a college guy. Right.
And he was talking about. He goes, I'm just telling the sky is the limit for you. Well, Jace, what should he work on? He goes, well, not much, but if he can get a consistent jump shot.
Which is what everybody has said forever.
And then Jay goes, but I watch him shoot free throws. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got me thinking just with what he was looking like last night.
He was looking damn good last night.
Right? Did he hit a three last night?
Yeah.
And his stroke looks good. Just got me thinking last night. 414-799-1250. You guys, what's the barbershop name over there, Leroy?
Ebony 2.
Ebony 2. If you guys listen to us, may or may not be.
Yeah, I said three of three from 3-point range last night.
Three of three last night. Stroking it last night.
6 of 11 at the line.
Just stroking it.
It's Washington.
17 of 21.
No matter. I don't care who it is, Leroy.
Well,
he got
a good point.
He hit him.
43 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, no blocks, which is a rarity, 4 turnovers.
So this could be
the only 31 minutes, by the way. Only 31.
What's the question, Steve?
You said the question.
Do you think Giannis can be in the same class as Michael Jordan and LeBron James when all is said and done?
Who's below them?
Kobe.
What? Leroy?
Kobe's not.
Is Kobe below MJ and LeBron?
He on their same path. He's just saying with them.
No, I asked you a question. Is Kobe below MJ and LeBron?
You're saying he's with them.
Right. Yeah, you're saying he's in the class.
So he's in the class with Kobe. Okay. Kobe's in the class with MJ LeBron. Okay.
Yeah, like, right. Mamba, if he bites you, you die. There's no doctor can save you. Google it. Black Mamba.
Okay, who's in the next class then?
It depends on who you want.
Who's in next? Is that Charles Barkley? Is that Karl Malone?
No, them guys ain't nowhere.
That Shaq, Kareem.
Nah, Shaq. Will.
Kareem, Will.
Those
guys. D-Wade. What, are they the second? Who's that second group? So it's those three. You said
in the fifth group.
Let's just do this. Just from what we've seen. I'm not going to go to Will. You can if you want to.
Well,
but just the players you've seen.
Yeah.
Who's in that second group then? Is that Charles Barkley?
No.
Karl Malone?
No.
Scottie Pippen?
Nah. You got to look at the top 50 players of all time, really.
Well, that hasn't been updated in a while.
I know, but those guys, you know. Shaq, man, to me, was something we just seen.
We never seen it.
I never seen
it. That's what this boy right here is. Giannis.
But the problem with that.
He's something we've never seen.
The problem with that is with these platinum players, there's no if.
What do you mean if?
If he get a shot.
Oh, yeah.
If he do this.
Yeah.
You don't have that with Michael or LeBron.
All right, so there's I found one with top 50 of all time that some website created. Lineups.com.
That's my opinion, too.
Correct. So lineups.com. But it'll give you an idea of who's there.
Yeah.
LeBron James is one on their list. Michael Jordan is two. Wilt Chamberlain is three. Magic Johnson is four. Jabbar is five. Russell is six. Duncan is seven. Bird is eight. Kobe Bryant is nine. Shaq is 10. Mm. Oscar Robertson, 11. Hakeem, 12. Jerry West, 13. Moses Malone, 14. Karl Malone, 15.
That's strong.
Well, I'm going to put him in front of Karl Malone right now.
Now, on this list, Chris Paul is 50. Dwight Howard is 49. Oh, Ray Allen is 46.
Yeah, he's way in front.
Gary Payton, 43.
But, okay.
Ray Allen, Hall of Fame.
Iverson, 39. Jason Kidd, 38. Steve Nash, 37. Durant, 35. Steph Curry, 30. Dwayne Wade, 24. Scottie Pippen, 23. Dirk, 21. Barkley, 19. Garnett, 17.
Ooh, forgot about Garnett. What's the question again, Steve?
Man, I'm going to kill you.
What's the question one more time?
Can Giannis be in the same class as Michael Jordan and LeBron James when all is said and done?
Go to Michael on the South Side.
You chicken. Michael, South Side, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Sure, hey, Michael.
Hey, I just want to say I'm not a LeBron fan, but I will agree his greatness. You know, and I'm 31 years old, so I didn't see Jordan win all his rings. So for me, the greatest player to ever pick up a ball is Kobe Bryant. Now, if you want to divide these guys into different classes, I'm going to put Kobe Bryant up in the same class with Jordan. It's not LeBron. LeBron can start his own class, and the next guy right next to LeBron to me, neck and neck, is Kevin Durant, man. No one in this world can argue on what LeBron can do that Durant cannot do. You know, and that's just my input on, you know, watching the games, watching everything. And you see Giannis, he went 3-for-3 on three-pointers. The league is going to get scary now once that boy consistently knocks him down. He's coming for that title.
Hold on for a minute, Mike.
Yeah.
What's the question, Steve? What's the question?
Seriously.
What's the question? Here come the question, Mike. Ask the question. Here you go.
Do you think Giannis can be in the same class as LeBron and Michael Jordan when everything is done?
He can be in the same class as LeBron for sure. Jordan, no. Kobe, no. Even though Kobe's not in the question, but those are two different lanes right there.
Kobe, no.
Kobe, no.
No.
If you guys can sit and say Jordan is your greatest player to ever watch to pick up a ball, Kobe's right behind him.
Correct.
There's everything to them. Even though Kobe copied his moves, which he honestly admits, but you can't tell me that LeBron is a better player, in my eyes, is better than Kobe. I don't think so. And if you think LeBron is better than Kobe, then how far is Durant from LeBron then? And then soon as Giannis gets that jump shot down like a Durant, it'll be scarier than Durant and LeBron together.
Okay. Thanks for your phone
That's
call.
A good point. Great call. Best call of the week.
You ready to answer yet?
No, we can go to the break.
414-799-1250.
414-799-1250. I want to see people call in. I want to hear from the people.
You can't say he's my friend when he's your best man in your wedding. That allegedly doesn't work. It don't work. Don't work.
Do you see all these pill bottles?
Hey,
do you see these pill bottles? Yeah. Is he going to make it?
Probably not. But hey, if Gary was your usher, then that would be different. But he's your best damn man.
I got a backup.
You got a backup.
Look at that. I got 15 pill bottles in front of me right now.
Dude, I know all your groomsmen. They all got pill bottles.
No, no, they don't.
Yes, they do. Who doesn't?
No.
You need to stop. Yeah. You got all former
Santana
players.
Does it. No. All they look good. All these guys look good. Dorsey be a movie.
I don't believe Dorsey, you.
William Henderson.
No, man.
Cooch.
All them boy got that
Doug Evans.
Them boy got them CBDEFG oil.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I don't believe you at all on this one. Nope.
None of their memories are good, but they know how to. They're going to be there.
The memories aren't good. They may not be.
How you say that?
Hey, it's Steve Sparky Fiverr. Hey, let me tell you about Castle Lanes,
baby!
It's my favorite place to bowl. It's not even close. If you've never been in Castle Lanes in Racine, and Leroy has many a times,
oh, it's awesome.
It feels like you're bowling in like a log cabin. Especially like you're up in Door County or Northern Wisconsin. Yeah, cosmic bowling, yeah. Flat screens on every lane, pro shop, great food and drinks, of course. No wonder why they're consistently rated as one of America's coolest bowling destinations. And now it's time for you to start making your spring and summer plans at Castle Lanes, starting on May 14th, so plenty of time. It's the Storm Doubles League. The cost is only $15 per week. First place team wins a choice of any current Storm bowling ball and $200 cash. It's only a one-hour commitment on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday nights. Maybe mixed nine-pin fun league is fun. Like nine-pin no tap, right? You get nine pins down, it's a strike. That's a lot of fun. Normally, those are always filled. And it's time to sign up for Castle Lanes Beach Volleyball starting on May 5th. Hurry, get all the details now. Check out Castle Lanes Facebook page, or you can call them at 262-633-1199. 262-633-1199. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine. I could listen to this song all day. Wendy's Big Shell served up hot and fresh. Hall & Oates on a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. Chance to win a gift card here on a Throwback Thursday. So when you hear that song, what do you think of, Gary?
What's the name though?
Come on, man. Who? What?
The Boys.
This. Dude, I don't speak Gary. This. I'm not Rami. I'm not Josh Vernier.
Go! Go.
The brothers? Whoa. What brothers? What are you talking about?
What you think about you?
Top Gun.
Oh, no. I don't think about
where they're singing in the bar.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
every time I hear this song, I think of the movie Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Have you seen the movie Top Gun?
I don't think so.
With Tom Cruise?
No.
He's a jet pilot fighter?
No, man.
And then Goose?
No. Goose Gossage?
No, not Goose Gossage. Different Goose. Really? You've never seen Top Gun?
No, I ain't seen Top Gun.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
I mean, it's old now, but still a good
That's
movie.
A good movie.
Look, here goes Mother Vlogger. He's never seen. Yeah, he's never seen Top Gun. I love Top Gun.
No, he has.
Yeah, Gary hasn't.
No, me.
You? Yeah, it's a really good movie. I agree. All right, so this is Gary's question. Giannis.
My question, yes.
Do you think when his career is all said and done, he'll be in the same class as LeBron James and Michael Jordan? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Kendrick, North Side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's happening, Sparky? Man, I wanted to give you a radio hug after the trade we made today, baby.
Huge.
Hey, GSW, here we come. But to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Yo.
What's the question again?
What's the question?
No, you ain't getting me.
Man, You know, I love Giannis to death. I said it when he first got here, especially on that team when he got drafted. He should have played more. But anyway, let the man win one playoff series. But, and also I wanted to say this to Leroy. Leroy, not those greats here, Jordan, they develop jumpers, mid-range jumpers. Just like LeBron, when LeBron's jumper is going, you're looking at 40 to 50. Now, just imagine if Giannis, if he gets consistently confident in his jumper, the Bucks will go on a run like LeBron had in the East. But let the man win at least a playoff series.
So, well, we'll answer the question. Answer the question, man.
Right. So, will he be in the class of Michael and LeBron when his career is over?
At least four. He's going to be one of the greatest ever.
All right.
He has to win at least four.
He's got to win four rings.
Can he win? Think about it, Steve. Can he win four?
Kendrick, thanks for the call. What?
Can he win four championships as a Milwaukee Bucks fan? You're going to lose your mind.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing, because that immediately would put him better than Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre immediately, and he would immediately become the greatest sports athlete to ever play in Wisconsin.
No, I disagree.
Nobody else has four rings. Who?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. You get four championships, it's over.
No,
don't come at me with your Packer players.
No.
Brewers aren't even in the same class.
No.
Giannis is the greatest ever to play in Wisconsin if he has four championships.
No,
it's done.
No, you can't compare.
Bart Starr, no. Aaron Rodgers, no. Brett Favre, no.
You can't compare.
It's all done.
You can't compare sports. And I know people like to do it, but you can't.
Why?
Because you can't do that.
Why?
I mean, if you want to count rings, I mean, fine, but you can't.
We always
compare.
Do the greatest athlete of all time. You're comparing Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson. You're comparing all sports then when you do it. So if we're talking about the greatest athlete play in Wisconsin.
The greatest athletes. But you're talking. What if he doesn't get any rings?
Then he's not there.
See,
I've
got guys.
And Favre and those guys.
See, I disagree with that because.
It's about rings.
No, not for me, because I think Dan Marino is one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen.
That's good. That's your
and
opinion.
He have a ring.
That's right.
I'm just saying what it is, what it is.
And when we talk about the greatest of all time, is he ever in that category at number one or two? Nope.
Well,
nope.
He's close.
If he had four rings, he'd be there already.
He'd be there.
But he doesn't, so he's not.
I'm just saying.
That's just how it goes.
Go ahead, take a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Some guy said, your answer is the Righteous Brothers. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's who it is, Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You seen Top Gun, Leroy?
How many times?
Gary's never seen it.
Yeah, he has.
No, he hasn't.
I don't remember.
With Tom Cruise?
That's what I said. That whenever I hear that song, I think of Top Gun. Yeah. Lost that love and feeling.
You probably wasn't paying attention. Remember me and you took our shirts off and was playing volleyball like they did in the movie? And people were laughing because you had hair on your back, like taco meat.
Was this at Gary's house?
No, this is just made up.
Oh, I was going to say. Travin Brown Deer, you're next at 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Trav?
I don't know what this boy
Hey, Sparky, what's the question again?
Oh. Yeah. The question
I'm
is.
Just playing. Hey, but Top Gun, hey, Gary, you got to watch AMC. It's a classic.
Man,
it's
about good. Watching with Top Gun, man.
It's a great movie, man.
Yes.
But anyway, Giannis can be in that top tier. The sky's the limit, like they said. You know, they just, you know, I think he could get four rings. You just need, I think we're a player missing yet. But
okay. All right.
Thank you.
Wait. Don't hang up. Trevor, you still there?
No, you go.
I want to say, what kind of player do you think they're still missing? Like, what do you think they're missing in order to fix that?
The Lopez thing would help. Could that would. Stop
Robin
people.
Lopez?
Yeah, that would stop people from crying about another big.
Yeah, it would.
But they got enough now because, man, because Golden State looked good yesterday. They were just shooting it up. They were just letting it fly.
I just don't think anybody has enough for those guys. But in the East, whoever gets out of the East, Bucks, Boston.
What do you mean whoever? Stop this stuff, man. What are you talking about? When the Bucks come out of the East, continue.
Whatever. Whoever comes out of the East is going to provide a fight. I don't know.
Agree.
What kind of fight? I think the Bucks probably provide the best fight, and then probably
Boston.
The Bucks
not going to just let them shoot threes. They're going to make them penetrate.
But the Bucks are going to try and shoot threes themselves. Now, if the Bucks are on.
If you live by the three, you die by the three.
Right. If the Bucks are on, they can play with Golden State. If the Bucks are off, they're going to get blown out of the arena probably. But if they're on.
Boogie Cousins got to come all the way out of the Fed.
He's athletic enough to be able to recover.
No, Marcus Gasol was limping a little bit, Steve. He ain't like he used to be.
Marcus Gasol, I don't think, is athletic enough to recover in a series against Toronto, but we'll see. 414-7.
You know they're going to put Draymond Green on Giannis to frustrate him. And Giannis just got to keep his cool head and just go 40 points and keep it moving.
I can't wait till that dude gets on another team and then everybody realizes that he's not that good.
Travesty.
Yeah.
Draymond, one of the top five.
One of the most overrated players in NBA history.
In the NBA.
James Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, James?
Hey, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the question. You know, no disrespect to Giannis. No, I'm not trying to shortchange the guy at all. But I think that we're aiming a little high when we start talking Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. You know, it's always going to be interesting to have and fun to have these types of debates and to have these types of talks. But I mean, honestly, there's no way that you can really pinpoint down and say this guy was better than that guy, was a head and shoulders better than someone else. Reason being is everybody's situation, circumstance, system is different. There's so many things that go.
Oh, you're trying to be smart, guy. Listen to me. If Giannis has a jumper, he will be better than everybody we named.
No. Ooh. You got to be kidding me.
Nope. He will be better than everybody. Ooh. He can do everything. All he's lacking is a jumper. Michael couldn't do everything. He can't play defense.
Okay,
he's not as long as Giannis.
That sounds a lot like the people that said that Shaq can shoot free throws. If was a fit.
Shaq was lazy.
Shaq was lazy.
Very lazy.
I can't even say that because Shaq got it done when it counted.
Yes, you can. You heard Shaq the other night telling Giannis not to work on his jumpers. That's all you need to know about Shaq's career. He didn't care about that.
He said just work on what he's good at.
But that's my point. Shaq never tried to make himself better. He was confident knowing what he was doing, and he'd go down one of the most dominant big men because of how physically overpowering he was and athletic he was. And he was good there. That's not what Giannis is doing. Giannis is working like Kobe, working like Michael, trying to be the perfect basketball player. That's what we're talking about. Giannis has a killer mentality that these other great guys have, that guys like some of these other guys
don't have it at all. This is what the caller is saying. Go ahead, finish, caller.
That's great. That is all fine that Giannis has more of a drive and a motivation to make himself better. But at the end of the day, you have to look at where the player actually is. He can try all day long to shoot like Durant or Curry or everything else, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, and he ends up being the guy that he is. And to be quite honest with you, there's a lot of players that weren't nearly as talented as other guys that get more credit. That really do get more credit all the time. I don't think Shaq was better than Cap.
Nope.
But you ask people who was the better center. And I guarantee you that quite a few people are going to throw Shaq in there before they look at Dream, before they look at Cap, before they look at those guys who by eye test you could tell were more skilled than Shaq.
Agreed.
Shaq did get to a point where he was a one dimensional player where it was about power and nothing else, where he didn't have to try,
correct,
he didn't have to practice, he didn't have to work out. But at the end of the day, look at the hardware. He got it done.
No doubt.
And that's what I'm trying to say. If Giannis can get it done with the skill set that he has, that's perfectly fine by me. But I'm not going to hold it against him that he's not living up to my expectations, because that's what they are. They're mine. They're our expectations.
What are your expectations?
So you're saying to me that if Giannis manages to become the most fundamentally sound basketball player in the world, but doesn't manage to win a championship, that he still deserves the Michael Jordan and LeBron James talk that you
no,
guys
he'll be Charles
right
Barkley.
Now?
He'll be Charles
no,
Barkley.
No, you're absolutely no. No, that doesn't make any sense to me how that could possibly happen, though. Thanks for the call.
Now, great call.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because if you're telling me he's got everything, right? He's got the jumper. He's got the ability to get to the rim when he wants. He has the handles. He can pass the ball. He can rebound the ball. He can block shots. He does everything, but he doesn't have a ring? That doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't understand that
at
all.
He could be Charles Barkley, because a great player with no ring.
Charles Barkley's not in the category of LeBron and Michael.
No, if he don't win a championship, that's how people will view him. He's a great player with no ring.
But what we're saying is if he has the jumper and everything, and he's averaging 35 to 40 a night, that's what it's going to be, folks, if he's got a jumper. If he's doing, because he's averaging 26, 27 now without one. It's better, but it's still not where it's going to be.
It was nice last night, though.
I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. Steve and Gary and guys,
You keep saying if. That doesn't put him in that class.
We're saying at the end of his career. We're not saying today, Leroy. The
he
question
shoots a
is,
million shots
at
a
the
night
end of his career,
in practice, and it hasn't got the way no one
so
wants.
I totally
never,
disagree.
So
he's way
there.
Better now than he was his rookie
he
year,
was.
Leroy.
He is.
Way better.
The jump shot, totally.
Way better. He's rebuilt the whole shot.
Now you know
what
who else?
What in the world are y'all looking
no,
at?
No, yeah. And oh, you know who else Lord. Got better? But they're not.
What y'all look at?
Scottie Pippen became a better jump shooter, too.
Yeah, he did.
Tracy McGrady was broke when
he
came in the league.
Jump shooter.
Tracy McGrady was a lot better by then than he was when he came in.
Is a better jump shooter. Yes. Right? Giannis can hit a three, cuz. He can hit what?
Man, y'all seen Giannis shoot that L ball when that shot an L ball the other night, man. Y'all should stop this stuff. Let's be honest with these people.
You need to stop.
Are you just trying to defend Kobe? Is that what it is?
No, Kobe defend
himself. By the way, I did Google Black Mamba after you asked about it.
Yeah.
No mention of Kobe Bryant anywhere on the page of Google. There's one story that is top stories from The Ringer, Kobe comeback. Other than that, it's all about the actual Black Mamba.
Right, but
there's
if you
no
Google,
Kobe. Searches
Google,
related to Black Mamba. Black Mamba speed, Black Mamba
Google,
venom,
Kobe,
Black Mamba attack.
You will see the Black Mamba, though. Kobe put the Black Mamba on the map. I didn't know what the hell
Kobe,
kind of snake it was.
Just K-O-B-E?
I had no idea what it was. I just thought it was just a black snake. I'm going to go
Kobe
pet it.
Kobe or Kobe Bryant?
I'm going to go pet it.
How do you want me to Google it?
Kobe.
Just K-O-B-E? One,
hey, it don't matter, cuz. it don't matter.
It just Kobe does come up as
K.
Wikipedia.
Okay,
it comes
be,
up and it's all Kobe
don't be
Bryant.
Reading this stuff
then
when he got
Kobe
in trouble.
Beef.
Don't do that.
Then Kobe Japanese Steakhouse.
Hey, you should stop this.
Hey,
I'm just telling you.
Can I ask y'all something? What's the question, Steve?
Question is, there might be new people tuning in, so this makes more sense.
Yeah. What's the question, Steve?
Do you think at the end of Giannis's career, he'll be in the same class or better than Michael Jordan and LeBron James? Put me down for better. With that,
I say no because you keep saying if.
Goodness. He rolls his eyes more now than he ever has in his life. You notice that? Smoking guns, hot to the touch. We'd cool down if we did use them so much. Yeah, we're so alone. So really matters to me. Too much. You're out of touch. I'm out of time. But I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch. I'm out of time. But I'm out of my head when you're not around. Oh, 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 oh.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only at 105.7 FM. The Fan, see Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela, Mother Plucker hanging out as well, asking you a relatively simple question, I think. When it's all said and done, will Giannis be in the same class or better than LeBron James and Michael Jordan? I simply said, if that jumper gets to the point where it should be, he will be better than both when it's all said and done. Now, how many rings he will have and all of that, I don't know.
Depends on who he has around him.
But what's going to occur is, if they lose Middleton, they lose Bledsoe this offseason, then you will really find out what this is all about with Giannis.
Right.
If it's him, Brogdon, and a bunch of dudes, we'll see how far he can carry him. LeBron carried a bunch of dudes to the finals in Cleveland early on.
Yeah.
Can Giannis do the same thing? Don't know.
Well,
and to
LeBron
be honest with you,
was better than Giannis right away.
Right, but to be honest with you, I don't want to find that out.
No.
I'd prefer never to see that. Artie and Cudahy, you're up next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys, I love the topic to talk about here.
Thank you, Artie. Appreciate it.
My answer is no, and give me a moment to explain why.
Take two moments, Artie.
I am so proud to be a Bucks fan, and watching that game last night gave me chills. I'm so proud that Giannis is a Milwaukee Buck. It's just unreal, and the fact that he's been doing it and his rise is great. The comparison I would give is this, and I want to know your guys' opinion. I think for a team like Milwaukee, I want Giannis to have a career similar to Dirk Nowitzki. Came to a place that really never won anything prior. Came here, elevated the game, Hall of Famer, great player, and at least brought one championship and changed the franchise. I hope that that's the one thing that Giannis can do for us. I think that would be a good one.
That'd be a failure, right, Steve?
No.
Think, Artie.
He's just never going to be in the Michael or Jordan class, but he's comparing him to Dirk, and Dirk's not in the class.
No.
So if he's Dirk, then the answer is no. He won't get to that class. Be a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah. Dirk's Hall of Famer.
One of the best ever, top 50, but not with Michael and LeBron. Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
To be honest with you, I think he can do that right now without a jumper. Oh, I think Dirk? He can win a ring right now with the Bucks without a jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But what you're asking about is the best of all time.
We're talking about legacy here.
Best of all time.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks in their history, right, they've only got two other players that is in that group.
Yeah, Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson.
That's it.
That's it. Because Ray was nice, but not transcendent or anything like
Marcus?
That. Marcus Johnson getting his jersey retired March 24th. Yeah. Thank goodness, finally.
Yeah, I just met him. I saw him again at the barbershop.
Yeah.
He goes to your barbershop too?
Yeah, same barber. Dietrich King, best barber in the world. He can cut blindfolded. Dead serious.
I'm up for seeing that on you.
And I ain't talking about that Bird Box stuff.
Hey, you want to do that, Kerry?
Real stuff. What's that,
Kerry? Have him cut Leroy's hair blindfolded and shoot it.
You know what I want to
see? With a razor.
Yeah, I want to see
that. After he cut it, he can do it with a razor. I want to see him take that razor out. Best barber in the world.
He take the razor out. You know you got in that chair. He hit that thing.
You got to be licensed to do that.
He pump it up on you. You got them straps on the side. You know straps on the side, Leroy? My granddad used to beat me with them straps on the side.
You did the one they sharpened the
My granddad had like 2-3 of them.
Yeah, if he did that nowadays, he'll be in jail.
For a long, long time.
My granddad used to haul off and throw a hitch across the bike with it because.
Why
were you so
time.
Bad? Why don't you just do what you're supposed to do?
Worsome.
Oh, you just worsome.
All right, let's go to Josh on the east side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you see this thing?
Yeah, you guys just kind of picked up what I was talking about, putting Giannis on some of LeBron's teams and teams that he's carried. I think it's just a little early. It's never too early to ask the question, but realistically to say that somebody is going to be the greatest player to ever play the game, after realistically this is the first year that he's really got a team that he's pushing, you know, that we're expecting to go deep in the finals. Remember, he hasn't even won a playoff series.
Correct.
This is what his fourth season with the Bucks now. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little crazy to say he is better or going to be better than a guy like LeBron who came into the league, joined the worst team in the NBA, took them to the finals. I mean, the stuff that he did early in his career and is still doing – I think the problem is people just don't like LeBron much. The antics, the moving around. Everybody likes Giannis just because he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
And remember, this is his sixth year in the NBA.
Sixth year, yes, yep. So realistically, to say right now that he is going to be better than LeBron or Jordan, it's just kind of a crazy thing to think about.
Let me follow this up with you. If he gets the jumper, then what?
If he gets the jumper, I think it's not – Let me rephrase your question a little
okay.
bit.
Yeah, rephrase.
Does he need to get scoring titles and stuff like that, or does he need to carry a team to multiple championships? That's the question.
He's got to win. He's got to win 3-4 rings.
Yeah, he's got to get his 3-4.
I would agree with you. I think the only way that this is even a discussion is if he gets into the 4 or 5. Because remember, LeBron has lost a couple in the finals. How many times has he been to the NBA finals? Yes, he's lost a few.
Right.
But you're talking about even if he wins 3-4 rings. If LeBron gets to the finals 9 times, you know, that's a whole other.
No doubt. And he's got to do
he's
it
like
being.
Brady.
The,
he goes every year.
He's got to do it being the man, not the way Durant did it with Golden State.
I agree with you. Same. That's like saying right now is Patrick Mahomes going to be better than Tom Brady because he was an MVP and, you know, look at all the numbers he put up. Well, slow down a little bit.
Patrick
it's a
Mahomes
little too
is.
Early to be asking that question.
Patrick Mahomes is physically more talented than Tom Brady, for sure.
Yeah. I think Giannis is more talented physically than the rest of them.
Agreed.
But again, you're talking about the body
agreed.
Of a career.
Yes.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be really
Josh,
hard to beat.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call.
Man,
I agree.
He's been some great calls this week. This week, some of the best calls we've ever had.
I think he is physically more talented than the others.
No, Steve, he is.
I don't think he's
wrong. That's why I said that. That's why I posed this question. Because when I saw him fly through the lane and he was beating his chest, I go, LeBron and MJ ain't got nothing on this joker right here.
LeBron and Michael did that against the Pistons when they had a good defense, man. This is Washington Wizards.
So we get into
me,
whole,
you, and Steve can put up.
No, see, Leroy, here's the thing. We get into this whole thing down at the smoke shop with the boys.
I want him to put up 43 against OKC.
Here's where I get into with these guys at the smoke shop down there with these boys. And now, if you want to talk about championships, it is. But I'm just talking about naked
I
eye.
Championship.
I'm just talking about naked eye, what I see.
Well, what was your naked eye against OKC?
Well, my naked eye, what I saw was LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan.
Well,
But that's what you say.
Basketball player. Now, if you want to say rings, okay, Mike's got all the rings.
No, that makes, ain't nobody said rings.
That makes him better. But if you're talking about just straight skill athletes, 6'8", 6'9", 270, Now, I see this boy right here, Giannis, 7-footer, run like a deer.
No, he don't want to grow no more.
7-footer, run like a deer.
So can Thon make it. He's 7-foot, he can run like a deer. What that mean?
Everybody's and get to the hole anytime he wants.
Now that's
last night Leroy Joker hit 3 threes.
See, that's some of the things.
That's what
when Michael
that's
hit
what
three
exploded.
Threes, make a deal, a big
that's
deal
what,
about
that's
it.
That's what exploded because that's what the room. That's how much room this guy can go.
Well, let's wait till you get one. Then we'll talk.
Go
about
answer the phone, Steve. Talk to these people.
Is it Steve or Sparky?
I'll tell you something.
And one.
You start talking about this whole Giannis thing. You look ahead a little bit here. I mean, if Anthony Davis and Kyrie end up in Boston together, wow, that's not going to be any joke in Boston.
No.
If New York gets Durant and something to go along with him, no, that's not going to be a joke.
This is Steve.
If Philly keeps Butler and Tobias Harris with what they got,
yeah,
that's not going to be a joke.
Okay, but
the East could very well be tougher than the West within the next 2 years.
It will be, Steve, but here's what's got to happen.
There's a lot of ifs
the
there.
The Bucks, yeah. Then the Bucks got to figure out how to go ahead and pay luxury tax. Keep Bledsoe.
They're $966,000.
Go ahead and run with it. Or can you pick up Clay?
I mean, I'm just not on the Bledsoe bandwagon. But
But you got nothing else.
No, I understand. I know why you would do it.
The Bucks get Meritage.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it. So, hey, man.
But maybe they can get Clay. You never know.
No, we're saying long-term, Leroy.
You never know if they can get
Clay.
Clay
going to cost you a lot of money.
They can get Clay. You never know.
I don't think Clay is leaving the sunny, warm weather.
I don't know, Steve.
Yeah, because he's light-skinned, too. He likes to be around.
I think there's a better chance he goes to the Lakers than he is coming to Milwaukee.
We're trying to get everybody, Steve. We'll get broke. Steve, that's what I'm saying. That luxury tax is a big deal if you're willing to do it.
Steve, let me ask you this. Do you ever talk about this right here?
What?
Put this on. Write this down for tomorrow.
We doing a meeting on air? I like this.
No, that's what he does is, and then we try not to forget what.
Yeah. Write this down for tomorrow.
Yeah.
LeBron James don't win not now championship in
L.A.?
Oh, he's going to win one in L.A. Cause
not now.
It's better for the NBA.
Not now. Magic don't get not one with LeBron. Not
I bet
now,
Magic
now,
get a superstar
now,
next year
not
or
now.
This year.
Nope.
Why?
Not happening.
If he strikes out in the summertime, what does that mean?
That means they don't get
he
one.
He said if he don't sign. If
I'm saying if they don't get a superstar in L.A. to play with LeBron in the summertime, what does that mean about LeBron
he
and the Lakers?
He said he'll quit.
They got nothing to do with LeBron. It's all
he
about.
He quit.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I ain't no conspiracy.
Yeah, you know what it is? They ain't let Magic win nothing, cuz.
Who is Day?
Day is the same people, the reason why AD ain't coming. Day.
No, that's just, the Pelicans are just stupid.
Okay, that's Day. And they all going to be stupid.
That's a lot.
Watch.
By the way,
watch.
By the way, on behalf of the Bucks, we'd like to thank you, Leroy,
mm-hmm,
and the Lakers for distracting Dell Demps to the point that he made that dumb trade with the Bucks. So we appreciate you. He
was nice.
Ball. Wanting to pay attention.
One man's
sure, whatever.
Is
you could have
man's treasure.
You could have Miritich for who? Sure, whatever. Fine. Have him. Yeah. I gotta figure out what I'm doing for Anthony Davis. I got time for this crap. Fine. Miritich is yours.
Yeah.
Sure, John. You got him. He's all yours, dude. Just buy me a burger next time I'm in town.
Why we won't give John Horst a lot of this credit? I ain't heard one caller yet to say.
But we ain't talking
Horst
about that.
They can say what they want.
We're talking about Giannis and LeBron and Michael Jordan. Why are you trying to sidetrack the whole conversation?
We talked about the trade earlier. And I hear one of y'all say nothing about Horace.
I did.
About that right now.
Go back and listen. I said Horace hasn't missed.
That ain't good enough.
Skyler Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Skyler?
Well, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up, my brother?
Okay. All right, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to end this.
Yeah, please, please.
I'm going to end this, man. I just want to say, for all those who want to, and it's even for LeBron, cause, man, I'm a LeBron fan. And I ain't no Jordan fan, believe it or not. But I don't knock nobody for what they do on that court. But I'm just gonna say this. Go back to the game when this man was on his sixth. I mean, I ain't never seen. I made a bet with my buddy that game. And that's when I declared Jordan is the greatest ball player of all time. That Utah game, I believe, was game 6 or game 5.
He had the flu
against Utah Jazz in the finals. He was sick as a. I'm talking about man, you don't even want to get out the bed being sick. You don't want to do nothing. And they going back and forth. I mean, this wasn't no blowout. This man, I'm talking about the will to win. That man, he has the greatest will to win I ever seen in my life. So therefore, there'll never be nobody greater than Michael Jordan. Just because of that will to win, he going to get the job done. So with that being said, everybody just can get in line, stand behind. Because with all the stuff what y'all saying is physical attributes, maybe, yeah, Giannis is more physical gifted, but, man, ain't nobody – I'm telling you right there, that's when I declare. Because if I see Giannis do that, if I see anybody do that, then I'm going to be like, okay, yeah. To be sick and man, I'm not going to lose. Because he could have just said, I quit. He could have said, I quit. I don't need to, and they would have gave him an excuse. Man, that dude would die to win. So, nah, I mean, and he going to get the job done, and you ain't going to beat him. So,
hey, Sky.
Huh?
You said Michael. Giannis can't get there.
Michael is the universe. Everybody else are playing.
Now, that's a Jordan fan that he just flat out said, nobody will ever be better. I don't care who it is.
Michael Jordan is the universe. Everybody else are just planets because it ain't, what, 9 or 10 of them? 9? Some change?
He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellison, Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Take a quick timeout, come back. Four of you on hold. I want to talk about this. Giannis, can he be in the same class as LeBron and Michael Jordan when his career is over? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan.
And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Smile. Oh, won't you smile a while?
Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z. Chance to win a gift card. All you have to do, tweet at 1057FM The Fan. Hashtag big throwback and have your chance. Mother Plucker with a voting update. Who is in the lead, Mother Plucker?
Boys to Men is in the lead with the police.
Left in this bad
what
boy
have
here.
You done for me lately? Come on, man.
Boys to Men. I'd be real happy next Thursday if that actually happened. Don't forget, Baby Tausch is back in this seat tomorrow. As they return from Vegas, him and Tim Allen. I
like when you run the show. At least I can say all my stupid stuff without getting cut off.
That's Ram Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Can Giannis be in the same class as Michael Jordan and LeBron James when it's all said and done with his career?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
What
Leroy
up?
And Gary.
Hey, Ram.
This is Leroy. Ram, go ahead, bro.
You got some haters out here, man.
I know, man.
You and KJ, people... they love you guys, man, because that's when you really made it, when people say stuff about you.
I don't think anybody loves KJ. No,
they don't like me either, man. No.
I
think KJ's on the outs, man.
Anytime they say something negative about you.
Yeah, they be tearing me up. They do.
That means you've made it. If they don't say nothing, you never know.
Right. I get people calling me like I'm online. And say, I heard what you said.
Yeah,
man. Why they let you on the show?
We don't let nobody. They just call up, man.
Leroy, that's what they say.
Hey, Ram, you pay well, so you're good with me.
Allegedly.
Oh, man, he throwing shade on me already.
Yeah, it's all good, my brother.
Because he's going to say something he don't want to hear. I'm going to say this, Sparky. 1981, Jordan, the shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about 63 in the Garden?
In Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming back from a broken foot.
Yeah.
Larry Bird said... he thought that was God in disguise to Michael Jordan. The great Larry Bird.
Yep.
And then I'm looking at the highlights right now. I'm on my phone, Leroy. I typed in Jordan, and his name showed up in the search in YouTube like 6 times. Just some of the best stuff. I mean, they made it to the playoffs in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. And he got MVP. He got Rookie of the Year in his rookie year.
His shoes are still number one.
What you saying? What you saying, Ram? Just go ahead and spit it out.
I'm just saying no.
He's setting it up.
No.
I'm gonna say no.
All right, where can he be at then?
Man, it's gonna be hard for him to squeeze in that top 10, man. It's gonna be hard.
Get in the top 10, Steve. You still got a top 10 pull up?
I don't, but I'll get it.
Hold up.
I'm just saying, but
no. I'm gonna give you the top 10 now. Hold up. We're going to give you top 10.
Well, let him finish making his point.
I think he did already. But go.
No, he got
I pretty much said, but I'm just saying, I'm with Leroy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you just go on your phone and I hang up and just pull up the highlights and just sit there during the commercial break, you're going to even tell yourself, damn, I forgot he did that.
Giannis hadn't got to that point yet.
But he already late in his career. Jordan was doing out the game.
Right, he's a late bloomer.
Well,
see, like Michael and LeBron came in ready to go.
Well, LeBron was born with teeth.
Well, he was. Yeah. But Michael, what they got ahead of him is Michael LeBron came in ready to go.
Yeah, Michael made that shot in college.
Yeah, Michael made that. But forget about this, Gary. Yeah, Michael took 2 years off.
Yeah.
He came back and made another one.
Yeah.
He took 2 years off. They said, man, look, you had a little problem off the court. He come back. He said, I'm back, y'all.
When the 4-5.
Hold up. You got the top 10, Steve? Hold up.
Hold on. I got to find it now.
Is it circling?
That's what Jay-Z said.
Circling.
When the 4-5, I came back not to play games with you.
Come on, man.
4-5 was
all right, well, thanks for the phone call, Ram.
All right.
The Jordan stuff is the mentality, the brain. It's two brains to me that should be donated to the Smithsonian. Everybody, really three. That they should be like grinding it up, selling it. Michael Jordan, the Black Mamba, and Tom Brady. Mentally tough guys. That's what gets you through. Now, Michael got in arguments with his teammates. Giannis ain't doing that.
Nope.
Giannis just a great guy. He may be one of the best people, not so much points, best people ever. Just a great guy. But these guys in that level to where crunch time, we know who taking the last shot. Stop it. We know who taking the last shot. Giannis may not take that last shot because we had it. And I think people say number Brogdon, Bledsoe, Cash. What do you put Giannis out there? But when you need a bucket, who are you going to? Giannis. Can't stop him. So I agree with Shaq. Do your thing. Doing his thing can make him one of the best.
You'll never be with LeBron and Michael if he is what he is.
He's going to be the most unstoppable guy in the paint that we've ever seen, other than Shaq. When he hit the paint, Steve, it's bucket. Buckets! As soon as he touched the paint, bucket! Outside the paint, the elbow, they just made that up. I don't even know what that means. Hey, you got some time. But in that paint, it's a wrap. And what's wrong with having 55% shooting percentage? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Michael ain't going to shoot no 55%.
Michael's a guard.
Right, but he ain't going down there. Michael do all that flying and stuff, but running against the Pistons. The boy take you out.
Giannis ain't playing against that Pistons team either.
Now, what's going to happen?
They would have taken him out too.
Yeah, but they're going to start being physical, but he's so big, like Gary said, he'll just dunk right over.
We're going to find out in the playoffs. The economy booming Young Express is expanding in all of its apartments.
John, I like fine young man.
Magnifies the need to increase our independent contractor base, especially local drivers. Hey, listen, they're looking for successful transporters of expedited freight. Maybe you have no experience, no big deal. They'll let you get the experience. You're going to pretty much
can train somebody like me.
Sure.
In a day or two.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You can pretty much, you're going to start your own business, right? You're going to work with them, not for them. That is the biggest difference here. So first of all, what you need, they're looking for people that have cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers. Cell phone, obviously good insurance on your vehicle, and you're ready to go. They'll take care of the rest. And all this means being a local driver, a full-time independent contractor, is you're going to be driving within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Short runs. You don't have to worry about driving 15 hours straight or anything like that, like the guys that drive over the road nationwide. Plus, you get to sleep in your own bed every night. How cool is that, right? You drive during the day, sleep in your own bed at night, not sleeping in your vehicle overnight in some random city or getting a motel or a hotel room like the Nationwide guys do. None of that. And the best part is you don't got to worry about lifting stuff. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. All you got to worry about doing is driving. You live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio to the Wendy's Big Show. And what do you do, Leroy?
Drive, baby, drive.
Get paid for it, too. Young Express, looking for full-time independent contractors. Local drivers are needed. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success. It drives them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.